Now, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival is on till April 21st. Your last chance to see some of the best acts in Australia, like this man, Tom Gleeson.
Yes.
In the studio.
Oh, thank you.
Gear.
Yeah.
Tickets available, comedyfestival.com.au.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, my stand-up show is called Gear, and this is completely unrelated to your previous guest. I just wanted to say that. Gear means material. It means stand-up material. Yeah. That's
strong
what
gear
means. That's what my show's about. It has nothing to do with other things that have happened on this show.
It's the final week. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, actually. Yeah, we close on Sunday. And, yeah, I'd love people to come along to the show because I'm not doing the comedy festival every year anymore. I'm like the Olympics. Maybe every 4 years, yeah. I swan in and do it. So if you do want to see him a show, you've got to come this week. I won't be back next year.
Comedy theatre, beautiful theatre. Yeah. Now, the show this year, it's on brand for Tom Gleeson.
Yeah.
About revenge.
Yeah.
What's brought this on? Who are you hating now?
I like settling scores from the stage. So often I settle scores in real life, and then I like doing it on stage. Like I had a run-in with my neighbour, essentially. Ooh. And anyway, it's a long, beautiful tale of revenge, but essentially I got him evicted. And that's what the show's about. That's what part of the show's about. And then there are other stories of revenge too. Yeah.
Do you ever worry about that sort of stuff? If you're
coming back to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know where I live. I live in Romsey.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the ticket price of my show keeps half that town out.
Yeah.
So he's not coming to my show.
Yeah, you are.
And if he is, he'll just learn about what happened to him.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm homeless.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Thanks, Tom.
Actually, because I love Romsey.
Yes.
Small, and it's a beautiful spot,
Brian,
but obviously not
there.
Many
yes.
people, and you are a huge star.
Yeah.
Do you do the cap and glasses, don't talk to me, or are you in with the locals having chats at the grocers?
Well, it is tricky. Quite often when I wear a hat and sunnies, people go, "Oh, you're trying to be incognito."
Mm.
And I'm like, no, it's a sunny day.
Yeah.
So I've got sunglasses on.
Yeah.
And I have red hair and fair skin and the sun's out and I don't want to get sunburnt. And they're like, but still, sunnies, hat, you're being a bit incognito. And I'm like, but you are also wearing sunnies and a hat. Are you being incognito? No, because you're a nobody. I'm wearing sunnies and a hat for the exact same reason as you. Get off my case. It would be weirder if it was a sunny day and I was walking outside squinting, getting sunburnt to the shit, just because I was worried that people would think I was up myself.
Yeah. I'm one of you guys.
I'm one of you guys. My pupils are pinpricks.
Now, you are a very funny man, and as you just said, you only do it every 4 years because you don't need to do it all the other years because...
No.
You obviously need to get some, if you're doing it about revenge, you probably need some material, some gear, as your show's called. Now, have you got any advice for any newcomers such as Dick Cody, who's new on the comedy scene?
Yeah, don't do it every year.
Yeah.
You'll burn out and also you'll run out of stuff to talk about. And
not
also you would have churned through all your best stuff for your radio show.
Of course.
Because that's, you bring all your best ideas to this show.
Thank you.
Yeah, and then, thank you
like
for that.
And,
yeah,
then, you, and
you.
Then you sell the scraps from the stage.
Does that on project. And then he
does a bit on the project.
Yeah.
And then what he's got left, he does live.
Live,
Do it the way I do it. Don't do radio. Don't do the project. Save it all up every 4 years so you've got a lot of gold.
And then you can live in Romsey.
Then you can, like it. You can live it up in Romsey.
Yes.
I like all
into
of these
the
ideas. You guys are talking me into leaving. What do you mean I sleep in and work a month every 4 years? This sounds sick. I'm not getting up tomorrow.
You know, you do have a great TV show as well. And I know it surprised you to win your head. Is that right? A statue of your head?
Yeah, well, I host two TV shows. Hard Quiz, you win a big brass mug.
Yeah, that's right.
And in Taskmaster, you win a gold version of my head.
My head, yes.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you... how well your shows are going, because you've only got just a head. But if you take a look over there, there's a big... nice, beautiful statue. We went the full hog. If you want
Brendan Favola in
Copper. You got a whole Brendan Favola statue.
Yeah, I did. I got put out at Webb Street.
In Narre Warren, where he was
from,
born.
And I used to always say there's a, because not much has come out of Narre Warren. I'm probably the biggest thing that's come out of Narre Warren. Grant Daniel was sort of Hallam. And a statue of him would be really small.
Yeah.
We put that at Webb Street because I always just say there was a statue there. But what are you?
He's our senior producer, James Blake. He's very disappointing, Tom.
Yeah.
If you had him producing Hard Quiz, you'd probably have fired him by now.
He looks like the Chinese man off the pokey machine. Where we get the feature. Now, he only put it in there for 3 weeks, so it's got taken down.
Oh, it's got taken down.
Oh, mate, I'm so flat.
It's got no home.
It's got no home. So we're thinking maybe
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Like, you know, when you get a statue made of yourself, it's a big thing because it's like it means you've been honoured. But when you have to get your own made by yourself, it takes the edge off the honour, I find.
And then beg people to put it somewhere.
What are you asking him to put it in Romsey?
We could get one of you in Romsey, Tom.
Oh, yeah, we could put it on the main street.
With sunnies and a hat on.
Sunnies and a hat. Look at him. Don't miss Tom Gleeson's gear.
Why is his statue in disguise?
The Melbourne International Comedy Festival on until Sunday night. Tickets, comedyfestival.com.au.
Yeah, come along. Love to see you there.
Thanks for your advice on Nick, too.
See you guys in 4 years.